This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Wiener, deep left. Look at this. Steve. Oh, my goodness. He's done it. You're a native winner. In his home ballpark, John Wiener.
That's not the Rock stuff. That's Rocky stuff.
That is unbelievable.
It is. And John Wiener's brought to you by Xfinity, America's best internet service provider, according to speedtest.net. John, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Wish we could be cheery and happy and have better things to talk about than, you know, the Bucks' struggles. It's been a rough run since the All-Star break.
It has been. Dropped one, just 2 of 8 so far. We were talking about last night's game and the very end of the game. There's a lot of different things that happened to get to that moment. But in that moment, I think because of it, you had been losing, because of the state of the bullpen, because of everything, sending Newman's the right play and forcing the Cardinals to make a play is the right play. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been such a struggle to score runs, which wasn't the case before the break, and now you got to try to do things that, you know, like we've seen sacrifice bunt attempts. We haven't seen much of those all year long, and you know they haven't worked out. And so you have to be aggressive, whether it be, you know, on the bases or, you know, maybe try some hit and runs. You got to try to figure out ways to score runs. They're not hitting the ball out of the ballpark. So, you got to be aggressive.
What's the effect on a team as a whole, maybe a starting rotation specifically, John, when you know that the bullpen is struggling and not, you know, it's been up and down with this bullpen as far as individuals specifically, but it feels like throughout the entire year, you take it as a whole, Felipe Vasquez may be the one guy that you implicitly trust to go out there and throw up zeros, and everybody else has gone through their troubles.
Yeah, I think it's gotten better. I mean, there was a time there where you didn't know who was going to come out there other than Vasquez and be able to get out, and I think it's gotten better of late. I think, you know, you look at what Rodriguez has done. Lariano, I mean, he's had a couple hiccups in there. Crick hopefully has turned it around. He's had a couple decent outings in a row after really struggling for a month or so. It would help to get Kella back. But I think any time you go to your bullpen with a lead late, you should win the game. And that's kind of the thing with the Pirates over the last several years. When you were leading going into the seventh inning, the game was over. So this is so odd to see this team struggle and give up leads late or, you know, even now in extra innings a couple times in the last few days. But I think scoring runs solves those problems. If you're able to go out there and put runs on the board and, you know, give them some breathing room to where you could kind of set up the bullpen in the way you want, it's a little bit easier. You can get the starter through the game a little bit longer, perhaps, and then throw the guys out there that you want. I think hitting obviously takes some of the pressure off the pitching staff, but you know, the bullpen, oddly this year, has had, you know, some ups and downs, and especially when you're leading late, that's the thing that I think that's more troublesome than anything.
Fan Hotline brought to you by Armstrong Business Solutions. We talked to John Wiener right here, Fan Morning Show, on that Fan Hotline. Okay. Clay Holmes goes last night in a really tight spot. He gives up the Grand Slam. Of course, you saw all that. You know, I backtracked. In a 5-1 game on Saturday night, you had Vasquez was used. I don't know. When did baseball evolve into guys need to get work as opposed to maybe it's okay for the back-end guy to get rest so he's fresh? Was there like a changing point in all of that?
Oh, I think it changes almost every year. I think to the point where, you know, we don't see the consecutive games as often. We hardly ever see three straight games, and then if a guy hasn't pitched in 4 or 5 days, they need to pitch. I think that they track things more now than ever in terms of workload, in terms of pitches, not even in-game pitches. I'm sure they track the times these guys get up in the bullpen and how many pitches they throw. I mean, everything is scrutinized or at least tabulated, and they have so many scientists and stuff nowadays that kind of track the things that are going on, whether, you know, how much you're running in the outfield. I think the whole game has changed, and it's I guess slowly evolved. I don't know, maybe 10 years or so ago when you started hearing more and more about the analytics, and now, I mean, I think everything is looked at and analyzed and maybe overanalyzed to make sure that guys are fresh and guys are getting enough work, or, you know, if they're getting too much work to back them off, or whatever the case may be. I mean, I think it's different for certain guys. I think Vasquez is a guy that probably wants to throw more than anybody in a bullpen. That's what it seems like to me anyhow. He's always talking about he wants the ball and he wants opportunities to close out games. But as far as getting work, yeah, I don't know how that works. I think anytime you have a reliever that doesn't pitch in 3 or 4 or 5 days, I think, you know, they probably want to get out there and need to get out there, and you try to pick out a spot to get them out there.
What's the feeling in the clubhouse, John, on a team that knows, all right, with the standings looking the way they are, a couple of us may be on the way out soon because that's just a function of how the trade deadline works, and there's only one hard deadline now. Does there become an uneasiness, or does everybody just accept it as the business part of the game?
I think individually, the guys that are on expiring contracts, they might be thinking about it. I don't think it's overwhelming. I don't think it keeps them up at night, or I don't think it comes to the game with them. The clubhouse as a whole, I think it goes on business as usual. You know, there might be guys that are in a clique, or guys that, you know, it might be close relationship-wise that might be in the same boat, and so they may talk about it, but I don't think it's a distraction. I don't think it's anything as far as the team is concerned that's going to affect the way you go out and play the game. I think individually, I think if you're on an expiring contract and you think the team's going to subtract instead of add, yeah, it's probably on their mind. It's probably something that you know, they might think about from time to time, but I don't think it's going to consume them enough to affect the way they play.
You know, we're going Monday, John.
Where are you going?
It's like Steeler camp. How many times have you been to Steeler camp in your life?
Never.
You, wait
what?
A minute. Wait a
Hold
minute.
On.
You've never been to Steeler camp?
I work summers.
You can't get up there on an off day?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't see going out there in a hot sun sitting there all day. What am I going to do? I'm just going to sit there and watch these guys.
You know what? You're right about that, though. There is nothing more boring than watching football practice. I'll give that to you. It is one of the most boring endeavors in the world, but it's neat to see all the new guys. That is a big upset, because I was setting it up thinking, wow, I wonder if he has any stories about when he was like 16 going up to St. Vincent with, you know, hanging out with some guys that he hung out with. But you've never been to St. Vincent to La Trobe for Steeler camp.
No, I've never gone. You know, obviously a huge fan and everything else like that. I'm into the games. I've never been into the practice or anything like that. Even when they were at Three Rivers Stadium and I was working out down there, I think I went out onto the field once when they were working out. I met Cowher and kind of just stood there for maybe 5 minutes and left. I don't know how they're practices run. I don't know when are the good times to watch, and I'm not a guy that just stand around and stare at nothing, so I've never really thought about it.
Ain't no easy way from Carrick to La Trobe, John.
Right, yeah.
No, there ain't no buses going out that way.
51C stops at the mall, John.
Then you got to get a transfer.
I don't know if I had a car that would reach that far either. And if it did get that far, I don't know if it'd get back, but yeah, there wasn't... One no buses going out there.
Here's the all-important question that we'll leave you with. Do you think Boswell get it squared away this year?
Jeez, I hope so. You know, that's in this day and age, as far as kickers are concerned, they got to be automatic. I mean, you can't – if you miss four in a season, it's almost like they want to throw you off a bridge. So these guys are good. I know that's pressure-packed job, and it was kind of odd the struggles he had, but I sure hope so, because you could, I guess, make the argument that he kept them from the postseason.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, that's that. Jim's on vacation all week. Hathorn's in here, so.
Again.
I know. Jim gets a lot of vacation. I mean, he has 74 years of seniority.
My gosh. Hawk's always working. Does he ever get a vacation?
Never. Never. Hardest working man in show business.
I'll see you up camp, John.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk next week. See you later. Oh, that is a big upset for me.
That is. That's as big as not ever having seen Gung Ho. I mean, those are two like quintessential Pittsburgh things.
You're right about that. Last week he filled us in on the fact that he'd never seen Gung Ho, the movie, and this week he said he'd never been up Steeler camp. His Yinzer accent is pretty incredible.
He
could do commercials.
Wow.
I mean, he really could.
He's funnier than the guy who tries to do a Yinzer accent.
Yeah, because Rock's was just what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't a whole
lot
of effort.
He's from here. Yeah.
Oh, like a Pittsburgh dad was like, whoa. I mean, Rock crushed him. Absolutely crushed him.
Just amazing.
That was really good stuff. Boswell better be good. By the way, I mean, I just thought of that. He better be good. Or people have a right to. People were mad last year. Could you imagine if the Steelers come out against the Patriots and they have like one to win it at the very end or
and
tie
he,
it?
Like a 33-yarder and he shanks it.
Oh yeah, Clay Holmes can give up a grand slam, but if Boswell misses that field goal, that's like a whole other level.
Yes. Like there was something very literal whenever Rock was saying throw someone off.
They'll throw him off a bridge, yeah.
A lot of bridges here.
Yes, there are.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.